Okay, so today's daf is daf Pei Beis. We're still on Pei Aleph Amud Beis. Where are we? We're towards the bottom of the Amud, the last middle-sized line. We had mentioned that there's a brisa. Apparently, there's a brisa, which we think as of now is a brisa. It turns out it's not going to be a brisa. That lists 10 takanas that Yoshua made when they came into Eretz Yisrael in order that Bnei Yisrael will listen to those takanas as a tanai to be yorish the land. So Gemara asks, Vesuleka, right? There's nothing. There are no more. There are only 10. Va'ika. There are more. We have another tonight. The Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, the sign of Rabbi Yehuda. The Brisa brings the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bishash Hotzos Zvolim. The times when the owners of the animals would be rugged to take out the waste. Adam Motzi Zivlo Rishus Arabim. They would throw it into the Rishus Arabim. Vitzovro Koshloshim, and they would leave it there for 30 days. So that it can be trampled by the feet of the people and the feet of the animals, then it turns into manure. It turns into something they can use for fertilizer, right? Because in this condition, Yeshua gave out the land to the Shifte Yisrael. You see, there's another one. And another question. I'll give you another one. V'sanya Rabbi Shmuel ben Benosho Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Omer Tanai based in who? It's a Tanai based in she is Zed, this guy who's owner of a hive of bees. Okay, so his bees left his hive and they ended up perching themselves on the branch of his friend's tree. So you get Zed Yored the Soch Sdei Chaveiro. He can go into the field of his friends. The Kotzes Socho Shochavero, and he can cut down the branch with the bees on it. He can cut them down. Lehatzil Nechil Shlo, to save his group of bees. I guess if they're taking it one by one, they would run away. But they obviously like the branch better, so just cut down the whole branch and take them back. Right? Vinosein Lo, you give the friend who you cut down his branch. Vinosein Lo Deme Socho Shochavero. You give back the price, the value of the branch that you chopped down, which is interesting because we just said yesterday that most of Rishonim held that none of the Takanas of Yeshua had any payment. Here it is a payment. We may be here because it's actually destruction. The other ones, they left them out. They were totally destructive. I don't know. Right? Utsnai Bezin, who? It's a Tanai Bezin. Another one. She has Zed. This guy has, one guy's walking with a barrel of wine, and one guy's walking with a barrel of honey. And apparently the barrel of honey is much more valuable than the value of the wine. So he has Zed, Shofech, Yeno, and the barrel of honey is leaking, and all the honey is falling out. So the Tanai Bezin is that the person with the barrel of wine should spill out his wine, umadzil dushano shochavero, and to save the dvash of his friend. Benotel demeyena, we talk dushano shochavero. So if his wine was worth $100, he takes $100 worth of honey as a restitution for losing his wine. Tanai Bezin who, another one, she is zem mefarik es etzav. Also, you have a case where one guy is walking around with a donkey that's full of flax. Flax is very expensive. The other guy is walking with a donkey full of trees. So the guy with the flax, his donkey died, and he's falling down, and he can't do anything. He can't move his flax. So you get rid of your trees and put the flax on your donkeys again in order to save the more valuable commodity. And you take the value of your etzim from the actual pishton of your friend. It was $100 worth of etzim. You take $100 worth of pishton and you take that. Right? Sha'al Manas Kain, these three Tanai based in. Hindiko Yeshua, the Yisrael Saaretz. These are the Tanayim that Yeshua was manchil of an Yisrael Saaretz. So why is the Brisa before only list 10? We had another 4 over here. We had 3 in this Brisa and 1 in the Brisa before. So Gemara answers, "Beyichidoi lo karminan." These tanayim that were just mentioned, they're not in the name of the brisa because they were only mentioned by a single tana. And the brisa that we had before was listened to stop, which is mashma includes a lot more people, more authors, more unanimous. So the Gemara says, "Wait a second." V'ha ki asa Rabbi Avin. When Rabbi Avin came, right? Rabbi Avin now is a mora. So now we're having an issue. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Echad Ilan Hanotlis Toch Ste Chavero. The Echad Ilan Hasomach Lameitzer. You have a tree. I have a tree. Okay? And my tree, the branches go over the border into your yard. So they're yonik from the air of your yard. Or, a samach lemeitzar, or that's next to it, it's right next to the border, so the roots also are yonic from your yard. The idea with bikurim, talking about bikurim here, the bikurim is supposed to be my fruits. But here the fruits, theoretically, the roots are getting nourishment from your yard. So how am I supposed to bring the bikurim? Not necessarily all mine. They're partially yours. So he says, nevertheless, maybe the korah. You can bring from these peiros the ilam bikurim, and you can read, he got the yom hashem lekechel, the entire parsha of bikurim, even though you could say that maybe the chavero has a chelek in the peiros. Nevertheless, you can bring them. Shalmanas kain hinchu Yeshua as Yisrael, because Yeshua made a t'nai with Bnei Yisrael that they won't be makfit on this. Therefore, if the other owner of the field is not makfit on it, the tree completely belongs to the tree owner, and he can bring bikurim. So you see here, the issue over here is you have an amora who's bringing another t'nai of Yeshua. So it's more of a question on this amora. What are you talking about? It's not one of the ten, and you don't have one of the tanoim of the yichidoim. Where are you getting this t'nai Yeshua from? So Gemara says, you know what? That original brisa that we thought was a brisa, it's not a brisa. It's an amorot statement. It's not a brisa. Ella man tana sar tinayin shehisna Yeshua. It's not a brisa. It's Rabbi Shua ben Levi who. It's the shita of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan can be cholik and add a new one, right? See, it's funny because even the one that said 10 had 11. So you can see it's not completely. And they say, oh, that's from Shlomo Melech. But why did they list it? Why did they list it there? It just doesn't seem to be like a clear mesorah as to what the author was. Right, so Rishu ben Levi, who the Rav, right, Rav Gvia mibei Kasil Masil lebehedja. Rav Gvia from the house of Kasil was Masil lebehedja. That it's not in the name of a brisa. It's not a brisa. Why? Because Rabbi Tachum, Rabbi Yas, Amru Mishum Zaken Achad. They said in the name of one Zaken Umano. And who's that? Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Asar Tanaim. His name Yoshua. There were 10 Tanaim. So he says in the name of Rishu ben Levi, not in the name of a brisa. Fine. So now that we list, that's not a question anymore, Rabbi Yochanan. I guess it's not a question on the other ones either. The other ones are just giving other shitas, and the Amorim just made different lists. But why didn't these Amorim add those Tanaim, those lists that the other Tanaim had? We had those four extra ones. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shmuel ben Osh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Aren't those Tanaim?
So he says it over here.
Yeah, over here. Which number?
Number 8.
Hey. So you didn't have to hold like them.
Right.
Yeah, but you don't have a source of where he is holding like
right.
That's my question. Okay.
Right.
Whatever. So now, Agav, that the Gemara listed 10 to 9, that Hisni Yoshua, so it's when Yoshua brought Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, now they're going to list the 10 Takanos that Ezra was Mesakein when he brought Bnei Yisrael back into Eretz Yisrael. So Asara would say the Gemara set up the same way. First, it lists the 10, and then it goes into detail to explaining those 10. Okay. Asara takanos tikin Ezra. Ezra made 10 takanos. Number 1, shekorim b'mincha b'shabbos. We read parsha. We read length from the Torah on mincha b'shabbos. 10 psukim with 3 people. That's his takana. Number 2, v'korin v'sheni b'chamishi. And we read on the Torah on Monday and Thursday. We'll ask, what are you talking about? Gemara, okay, it's okay. The Gemara talks about it. The Gemara asks. It's Gemara's question. Sometimes they say, it's Makave to the Tosis question. It's the Gemara, it's the patience. The Gemara asks it. Okay. Vikorin Vishani Vikamishi, number 2. I gave that little hesitation waiting for the for the response. Number 3, Vidunin Vishani Vikamishi, and the Beis Din sits on Monday and Thursday. Number 4, Vimichabsin Biyom Khamishi Bishabas. You have to do your laundry on Thursday. The question is, why to do laundry on Thursday? So some say to do laundry on Thursday to make sure that you have nice clothing for Shabbos. Others say, do it on Thursday because you're going to be all busy on Shabbos. I mean, same idea. It's all the covered Shabbos. You're going to be busy. So the question comes up, what about these days where you have machines? It's not so torrid. What's the big deal? So do the laundry on Friday. So there's a tshuva about that. Maybe it's takanda. There are other reasons for the takanda. Or you don't always wash the clothing for the next day nowadays. Most people, you do the laundry and you put it in the closet. So they say, well, maybe that's still considered tarred on Yom Shishi, so you shouldn't be doing it. Question, what about dry cleaning? Yeah, you're not doing the work. And so dry clean your clothing on Friday morning, so you have it on Friday. Okay. Mechabsim b'yom chamishim b'shabbos. V'ochlim shum b'erev Shabbos. You should eat garlic. Right, garlic shum. Right, you eat garlic on Erev Shabbos, and the Rabbi Shlomo says Erev Shabbos means Mamash Friday. It doesn't mean Friday night. It means Erev Shabbos. Right, v'shetihei isha mashkenes va'ofa. When a woman wants to bake challah, she should do it early in the morning.
A woman should wear some sort of undergarment. I think the article calls them breeches. You should wear these. Okay, and then when a woman's coming to be matara from tumas nida and she is supposed to go to mikvah, she should be chofefes, whatever chofefes means. Rashi seems to say chofefes means to comb her hair, right? In other words, there won't be any knots in her hair because that could be a chatzitza. The Tosus Rid seems to say that chofefes other places means washing with warm water. He thinks that combing the hair is merely the araisa, and then washing with warm water is the takan over here. And it's only for, it's interesting, it's only for an Isha going to mikvah for Tumas Nida. It doesn't bring down anything about Kohanim, who have to also have a din of doing Tfil D'Oraisa for eating Truma. Okay? That was number 8. Number 9, Vishayu Rochlin Machzirin Ba'arayos. The peddlers who sell spices for the women, they can go, or they can walk around the cities, and the people in the city can't be ma'ak of them. I don't know why they would be. V'tikin tvila lebali kerein, and he made a takana that there should be tvila for a balkaria. Balkaria has to go to mikvah. All right, that's also daraisa. So we'll ask on that one. That's also daraisa. Balkaria going to mikvah. So Gemara's going to ask about that also. Okay. Number one, sheyu korin b'mincha b'shabbos. Do you have to read from the parsha the next following week on mincha b'shabbos? Why? Mishum yoshvei kornos. The people sit the yoshvei kornos. When they sit the whole day, the whole week in the chanuyos. And they don't. They're masasek b'schor, and they don't come to shul and hear the kriyas Torah on Monday and Thursday. Therefore, they didn't learn Torah the whole week, and therefore you have to let them lane. Did they just hear laning on Shabbos morning? What is that? Exactly. So Meiri says it's a lot. That's really what they say. So we should do a few things on this. So he says Abu Drum says that. You see from here, what you're asking, you see from here that the Kriya B'Mincha and Shabbos and the Kriya and Sheni Chamishi are two separate takanos. It's here in list 10, and you see that the laning on Monday and Thursday and laning on Shabbos, Mincha, is two separate takanos. In the Yerushalmi, it has them as one takana. It's just one takana. And the Yerushalmi, in order to fill out the number 10, it's number 10, it's the Yerushalmi Megillah, Perek Da'alach Aleph. Number 10 is that when the women go to the Beis HaKiseh, they should speak out loud so people would know that they're there, so no one walks in. But in the Yerushalmi has this takana also, it's in Sanhedrin Daf Yotes, but they bring this takana in the name of Rabbi Yosef Tzipori, not in the takana's Ezra. Okay, now, what about the laning on Monday and Thursday? Is that only a chakras, or can you do it all day? It doesn't say when to lane it. So the Dagom Rav, who's the Noda Yehuda and Sim Kuflamid Hei Sif Aleph, says that the Zman is the whole day. But this basically the Shut Yehuda Ya'ale brings the, based on the Rambam. The Rambam wrote that Moshe Tikkun Yisrael Shikorim B'Shabbos V'Sheni V'Chamishi V'Shachras. So it's Mashma. It's one Takana. It has to be only during Shachras. Okay. Why don't you lay on Yontif? Why don't you lay Mincha on Yontif? Mincha on Shabbos. Why don't we lay Mincha on Yontif? So we have to go back. What's the idea of the Yoshvei Kornos? So Rashi says Yoshvei Kornos, people who sit. And they don't do anything. So the Meiri brings down because it's a long day. You're not allowed to do anything on Shabbos. So what happened was, you had people who sat around all day in the afternoon. They sat around, they drank, and they didn't do anything. They didn't learn, they didn't do anything. So the Yoshvei Kornos were going to force them to come to shul. Force them to come to shul so they would do something, they can learn a little bit, as opposed to sitting all day at their tables, shmoozing, speaking Lashon Hara, and drinking fine scotch. So the, note to sarcasm. So they can do a little learning. So, he says it brings down also that the pasuk that we read when we open up the aron is Banisvi Asila Char Shemesh Ratzon. What's the pasuk before that? Is Yasichu Bi Yoshrei Sha'ar Vineginu Shusei Sechar. I was talking to people sitting at the gate and they drink beer. But Banisvi Asila Char Shemesh Ratzon. That's why we take the Sefer Torah. We say Banisvi Asila to show that no, we're not being sitting and being mevatel. We're opening the aron. We're coming to learn. We're coming to learn. To contrast the pasuk that said right beforehand. Okay, so why don't we do it on Yontif? So the answer on Yontif is because you don't necessarily sit the whole day. Number one, you can do this melachah also nefesh that you can be preparing. I think that works out well for just people who hold 2 days of Yontif because then you can't prepare for the next day anyway. Whatever, there's the stuff that you can do on Yontif. But the Shibboleth Laket said because he brings down because on Yontif we say O kulu kulu lo o kulu Hashem, right? Kulu Lachem, kulu Hashem. So therefore, if you can choose kulu Lachem, you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to sit and enjoy and be merry on Yontif. So you can't make it to Kana. Now you have to come to listen to the learned Torah. But I don't understand the whole thing. You have to come daven anyway. They have to daven anyway for the minyan. So, so how many more minyanim can you possibly have? No, okay, sorry, but I'm saying, but on Shabbos, when you're not Ole Regel, they say, oh, you're doing it because you're sitting in Mivato the whole day, come and learn. But you have to come to Shul anyway to daven. Alright. Okay. That was just a few things. Okay, so that was number one. Because the Yoshe Kronos. Okay. I'm sorry, it's the Shita Mikubetz, that's the name of a Gon, who says that the Yehochu Mustakim Ba'osu Shal Akronos. Therefore, he made it that Kronos. And the Iri says, because it's Man Batala, people don't do anything at that time, so you happen to come. You have people sit at the Kol Elyon, and they just sit and they waste their time. So that's why they do it. Okay, that was an inside joke. Number two. V'shayu Korin B'sheni V'chamishi. You should read it on, you should read from the Sefer Torah on Monday and Thursday. So before we start, so Ezra Tikkun? What do you mean Ezra Tikkun? The question you guys asked. This is a much earlier Takana. The sign you were learning in a Brisa that after Matan Torah, it said, Vayechu Shloshes Yomim B'Midbar, below Matsumayim. They went 3 days in the desert and they didn't find water. And when they were Darshan, that water is Torah. Doshi Rishumos Amru, Heimayim Ela Torah, Shenemar, Hoy Kol Tzomi L'chulamayim. What is that pasuk? That pasuk's in Yeshayahu. And the pasuk is talking about an Asid Labo after the Macham of Gog and Magog, so all the Umos of Omar are going to recognize the Kaddish Baruch Hu, and then they come to Yerushalayim to learn the laws of Hashem, and they're going to be thirsty like water for the laws of Hashem. So you see that the Mayim here refers to Torah, so ain't Torah Ela Mayim. So what happened? So under Nevi'im Shebeneim, the Nevi'im at that time, which I guess was Moshe, the Siknu Lehem Shu Yukorim B'Shabbos, you should read on Shabbos, Umafsikim Echa B'Shabbos, and then read, and then not read on Sunday. And then B'Korim B'Shein, you read on Monday, U'mafsikin Shlishi V'Vi, and not read on Tuesday and Wednesday, B'Korim B'Chamishi, and read on Friday, on Thursday, U'mafsikin Erev Shabbos, you don't read on Erev Shabbos, K'dei She'lo Yalino Shlosha Yomim, below Torah. So you don't go 3 days without Torah. So what are you talking about? That's a Takana of Ezra, it's an older Takana. It's an ancient Takana from the Zaman of the Midbar. Machlokas, what does that mean? Does that mean it's Doraisa? Some people, what? It's Machlokas, right, the Makkah of the Chi of Kriyas Torah and Shabbos, the Machlokas is whether it's Doraisa or the Rabbanan. They say it's in the pasuk in the Torah. Yochus Shloshes Yomim Vol Motzumayim. Some say that might be the Bach and Siman Tav Reish Pei Hei says that Kriyas Torah is on. Oh, sorry, wrong thing. That's on Shabbos. Kriyas Torah on Shabbos is that the Arayis and the Rabbanan. Anyway, sorry. Right. Have Torah. Same just a point. Torah wasn't given yet, so what does it mean? Shloshes Yomim below Mayim. Right. Where he said he quote from where or just okay. I'll look it up. So Gemara says, I said, how do you answer the question? Says because originally they had one guy reading three psukim, Inami or Tlasa Gavri Tlasa Psuke. And the Meiri explains that you had three people, each reading one pasuk. Right? Keneged, Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim. So they said three psukim was the maximum that was being read. Vasahu, and then came Ezra and Tikan, Tlasa Gavri, Asar Psuke. Three people, 10 psukim total. Except there's only one time a year where we actually read 9 psukim, which is Purim morning. Right? Keneged, Asar Batlanim. Keneged, the 10 Batlanim, or the Tzara Batlanim, are the 10 kosher people whom Ravata from Malacha to be Osik Batsarach and Zibor. So in honor of them, we read 10 psukim. Read the 10 psukim. Okay? Tosos asks, wait, if your whole purpose, if the whole reason is that you go without going 3 days, so Tosos asks, Vim Tomar, Tosos Kadei, Mai Shalash Tikna Shani V'Chamishi? Why be Mataki on Monday and Thursday, right? Why can't you do it, why can't you mention on Friday also? Right? Why can't you do it on Tuesday and Friday? Right? Skip Sunday, Monday, read on Tuesday, skip Wednesday, Thursday, read on Friday. Why the Dafka Monday? There are other ways. You're saying it makes sense. Okay, so the Tosafot says a different answer. He says, V'yish Lomar. Market days are coming afterwards. But the whole, here they're saying that Takana is because of don't go 3 days without water. So no,
the reason is Monday, Thursday, you said.
Right. The reason that the Brisa gave is so you don't go 3 days without water. But you can figure other permutations.
Right.
So you're saying this is market days. Were there market days in the Midwater? I don't know. So you got them on every day. So Tosa says, V'yesh Lomer, he says because that Monday and Thursdays are very segula days. Why? V'yesh Lomer, Shem Amr Midrash, Moshe Rabbeinu, Olav HaShalom, Olav HaChamishi, L'kaba Luchos Achronos. He went up to get the Luchos, the second Luchos on Thursday, V'yorad B'sheni, and he came back down on a Monday. V'nisratze lo ha-makom. And that's, I guess that's why we say a good La Tachron on Mondays and Thursdays also, because those days are Eis Ratzon. Right? L'fi Shahaya Eis Ratzon, but also Aliyah V'yarida, Kabu B'sheni L'chamishi. And he says also, when you have, you know, Bahab, it's on Mondays and Thursdays. I think that's why, so you're leaning there, you have the, and then Slichos and fasting then. And that's why you have the long Tachanun there also, because it's more time to say Tachanunim, because it's an Eis Ratzon. And then the rest of the Tosos goes through the whole calculation to how you know that he went up on a Thursday and came down on a Monday. Interesting Tosos. Ah, right, that's Kitov twice. They say, right, he says Kitov twice. Right, so there's no Wednesday? Yeah, but at least over here, the Monday and Thursday is connected to the Torah. He went up to get the Luchos, came down to get the Luchos. So it was more of a connection to the Torah, maybe. But every day is a good day. So whenever you make of it, it's a good day. Okay. Next one was the third one. V'danin b'sheni u'b'chamishi. They do the Bati Dinim meet on Tuesday, Monday and Thursday. He says the other way from you, Mati. He says you had the Bati Dinim sitting on Monday and Thursday because that's when everyone's coming to hear the Kriyas Torah. That's what he says here. Next one. You should launder your clothing on Thursday. Mishum Kavod Shabbos. Because of the Kavod Shabbos. Again, we said, what's the Kavod Shabbos? Is the Kavod Shabbos to have it clean, so you have the clean clothing? Or is the Kavod Shabbos that now you have time on Friday to prepare all the things for Shabbos? You don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about your laundry. Right, okay. So, question that Tosafos Yontif and Megillah asks. We say all the time that you shouldn't, we don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. You're going to answer this question. We don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. We don't take the lulav on Sukkos if it falls out on Shabbos. Shema Yavi Renu Dalal Amos Shusharavim. So why do we lean? Maybe you take the Sefer Torah out and you Shema Yavi Renu Dalal Amos Shusharavim. Same for Kaddish Shabbat. Can't lean because maybe you're going to take it to an expert who's going to teach you how to lean. So what's the answer? Huh? No, because I think it's the Taz that Rabbi Rosner always quotes. What happens? If you mevatel Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, you're never going to have Kriyas HaTorah. If you say you can't blow shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, so you can blow it on the second day. You're not completely uprooting the din. Because you'll do it the next day. At least you do it the next day. If you don't allow laning on Shabbos, what's the next day is Sunday. Then you can't do it. It's a Taz of Arachayim, it's a tough kuf pei ches of katan hey. That's the thing. The Das Torah says that because you don't bring out a Sefer Torah from its Makomo, except for an Adam Chasha. So no one's going to take the Sefer Torah out of the Aron and bring it somewhere else. That's why that's based on the Ramah, and therefore you don't have a Chashash Hashem Yavirenu. Fine. What about Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos? I asked before. Is it the Araisa de Rabban, Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos? So the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Yibes Lech Aleph, says that Moshe was Tikein Lehem Yisrael, Shikorim Metobah Rabbim Shabbos Shein Lechamishi, Smash Moetz Takana, an old Takana. The Bach says that Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos is Min HaTorah, because it says Moshe Tikein, right? And it says also in the Yerushalmi, Moshe Tikin Lehem Yisrael, Shikorim Torah B'Shavosav, Shem Tov Moshe Chadosh, Shem Chol Shem Olot, because it says, Vayidabir Moshe Es Mordei Hashem B'nei Yisrael. Right, that's how he said that he's supposed to speak about the Inyan on that day. If you speak about the Inyan on that day, that's a Din of Araisa from the Pasuk. You have to lane from the Inyan of that day. Me'enam Ora, you have to lane. So it's a Din of Araisa. But most of the Rishonim, when he quotes here, Tosos and Megillah, says that it says as well, the Rashba there, Tosos Shans, Tosos Rabbi Lachasa, Tosos Rosh, Shumas Adeshen. They don't all hold that Kriyas HaTorah is not Min HaTorah. It's not a Dor Din D'Oraisa. It's just an Asmachta. And Rav Moshe and Igros Moshe in Orach Chaim Chalak Beis Simon Ches says that's definitely that the Gabi Shabbos. It's an Asmachta because it says Moedei Hashem. What do we learn Eila Moedei Hashem? It says that he's supposed to wane Me'ein HaMa'ora on that day on Yontif. So Shabbos don't do Me'ein HaMa'ora. Otherwise, if it was the same din as Yom Tov, then you would have to lane all about Shabbos on Shabbos. But we don't. We do a Parshas Shavua. So it's not Me'ein HaMa'ora. So he says it's not D'Oraisa on Shabbos. But from there, does it mean it's D'Oraisa on Yontif? According to Rav Moshe. Because you do lay Me'ein HaMa'ora on Yontif. No, I think that's what it seems to be saying based on Rav Moshe. That only on Shabbos is not D'Oraisa because you're not doing Me'ein HaMa'ora. But on Yontif, you do Me'ein HaMa'ora.
The old
style,
they get
to close
every Shabbos.
What for? Right.
Right.
Because
He said, we don't have to do, because you don't have to do Mei Nemor. But I said, the second question, according to Rav Moshe, who's saying that since we don't do Mei Nemor on Shabbos, we see that the Tekanda is only it's only a smachta. But Yav Moshe is more than Hashem. But on Yontif, we do do Mei Nemor. So is that the Oraisa, according to Rav Moshe, to Leim Yontif? No, no. They're going to send it to the... Do you have to lay in Doraisa, I'm saying? Is it a Doraisa, no? Okay. Are women chayav in Kriyas HaTorah? So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Pei Beis says, Hakol Olam Minyan Shiva Kruim Afilu Isha. Even a woman can be. There are other issues with the women. There's Gemara Megillah that talks about it, and there's lots of articles amongst, and the problem with all those articles is because they're probably the person who's writing the article usually has his conclusion before he gets to the before he writes the article. So it's very, you have to, sorry to be so sarcastic, but I think that's often the case. The Magen Avraham says that the women have a mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, even though the takan is because you don't go without learning, and women are putter on Lima Torah. Nevertheless, they're luchuyev. They got the takana was on them as well. So the Yeshua Yaakov writes that Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos in the morning and on Monday and Thursday is that since that's because of Lima Torah, they're not chayavos. But Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos and Mincha, which is not because of mitzvahs Lima, it's because of the batlanim, they're chayav on the Shabbos Mincha leaning. That'd be very interesting that they don't have to come to shul in the morning, according to Shul Yaakov, they all have to come to shul on Mincha. Don't clean the dish, you have to come. Yeah, the results of that would be disastrous, especially here. Okay. So, next case. V'sheyu ochlim shum be'erev Shabbos. You should eat garlic on Erev Shabbos. Oh, gotta move. Eat garlic on Erev Shabbos. Mishum ona. Because Erev Shabbos is owner, he's supposed to have relations with your wife in Erev Shabbos. Diksiv, and they say that Shum is Mar Bezerah. Diksiv, Isho Pir Yitim Be'ito. What does that pasuk mean? Amar Rav Yehuda, Be'itim Rav Nachman, Be'itim Rav Kahana, Be'itim Rav Yochanan. Zet Hamishamish Mitaso Be'erev Shabbos, Me'erev Shabbos, Le'erev Shabbos. That Mishamish Mitaso Be'erev Shabbos, and the Shum is Mar Bezerah. So the Rosh brings down also that it Shum is also, women should also eat it. It's also Mar Bezerah of a woman. And it's important for the woman to have Zerah because he brings down that if She'isha Mazriya Techilo, you'll let a Zachar. The woman's Mazriya first, then you can have, more likely you have a boy. And I guess it's a good thing to have a boy. Next. V'shtei isha mashkemes va'ofa k'dei she'tiyah pas mitzuyah l'aniyim. The woman, if a woman wants to bake, she should wake up early in the morning and bake, so therefore she has extra bread left over in case the aniyim come knocking the door in the morning for food, she can give them. V'shtei isha chogeres b'sinar. She should wear these sort of breeches, these undergarments. Why? Mishum t'niyusa. It should be for t'niyus purposes. Next. V'shtei isha chofefes. Vitoveles. The woman should be chofefes. According to Rashi, we said chofefes means she should be combing out her hair. And according to Tosfos, really means waving herself in hot water, because combing out her hair really, according to Tosfos, really is the Doraisa. Rashi, isha chofefes vitoveles. Gemara says, Doraisa hi. It's a Doraisa that you have to make sure that there's no chatzisa. The Sanya, we learn in Abraisa, the rochas as pesaro b'mayim. You should wash your body in water. So what's, they learn from the words pesaro b'mayim, right? It's mashu, the water has to get to the basar. Right? There should be nothing that's chotzes between the flesh and the water. So what's es b'saro? The word es is extra. So es hatafel b'saro. Something that's tafel to the basar. What's that? That's the sear. There should be nothing to be chotzes between the hair and the water. The water should be get to every part of the hair. So therefore you see that Deoraisa, you have to make sure there's no chatzisa. So the Gemara says, Amri, deoraisa le'iyune. Really, I mean, deoraisa, you just have to check carefully. I don't know how that Tosfos Rid reads that. Just comb and check carefully. Maybe after you comb, but check carefully. Dilma Mikdar. Right, Dilma Mikdar. Maybe there's Makomos that went together, but now you have to, according to Rashi, you have to comb it. Really, the Raisa, you have to look, and then the Takanas, you have to comb it out. According to Tosfos Rid, the Raisa, you just have to comb it carefully, and then but the Rabbanon, yeah, and then just check afterwards. The Rabbanon, not to just check it, to wash it with warm water, which apparently makes the separation easier. Inami mos midi, or it's because now it's meluchlach, it's disgusting, mishum chatzitza, and that would be chotzitz. That's another reason why you have to be chotzitz. But also ihu, and that's the rice. But also ihu, and he says tikin chafifa. He included the takana of chafifa. Okay, so according to this, now the raisa, since this is all playing on the din d'oraisa, so the question is, why wasn't Ezra be misakein the harchakas of chatzitza from the ochle truma?
Right? The whole idea was you have to want to make sure there's no chatzitza. So the Ochel Truma also have this problem. They have to make sure that's rachas b'saro b'mayim. So why does Ezra only make the takana on the women who are being tovah for nida and not make the takana for the kohanim and even the women who are eating truma, and they have to constantly go to the mikvah? So quotes here from the Sefer HaTruma, who says that since they're eating truma, they're constantly going to the mikvah, it's less likely that they're going to have this chatzitza, because since you're constantly, I guess nowadays also, since you're constantly bathing, it's less likely that you're going to have these clumps. Could be. I didn't see that answer. Someone gave a historical answer. Maybe Ezra made the kana before the second Beis Hamikdash was built. So there was no karbanos. No karbanos, that there was no truma at that time. I don't know. Next. V'sheyu rochlin machzirin ba'ayaros. Why do the Yeruchlim have to go through the cities? Mishum tachshite nashim, in order to sell the besamim and the jewelry. Why? Kadesh lo yiskanu abaleim. They have to go through it so that people can buy it, so that women are not looked badly in the eyes of their husbands. They look nice in the eyes of their husband. Therefore, you can have these peddlers going through town. I don't know what the issue is. Why would you think that you can't have peddlers going through town to sell items? Because they take away business from somebody else. Or they come in the middle of shul. They come in the middle of shul and they disturb your davening. I mean, what? I don't know. Okay, maybe that's what it is. They're knocking on door to door and Avon here. So they're knocking. They're doing things like that. Okay. The tikkun tefillah of Bali Kroyan, and he was metakin. Number 10 was he metakin tefillah for Balkari. Someone sees an emission has to go to mikvah. Marcus, what are you talking about? It's the oraisahu. That's the derisa. The pasuk says, "The ish kiseitzei mimenu shichos zara, the rachos b'mayim is kol b'saro." He has to wash. He has to go to the mikvah. So why is Ezra to be metakin tefillos? Mar says, "No, derisa." It's an interesting thing. Derisa hu lachilos truma v'kachim. Derisa, you only have to go to mikvah if you're balkari for eating truma and kachim. Also, who came Israel? Ezra tiken afigul divrei Torah. You can't learn until you go to mikvah. Really? I didn't go to mikvah this morning. You go to mikvah this morning? Maybe later today you'll go to mikvah. But you didn't go to mikvah this morning. What does that mean? What? Yes, yeah, so the Gemara, they bring down that maybe it was butthole by.
We have bigger problems today.
So what? It doesn't matter. That's different. They talk about that. They say, oh, we're all Tumah Mace. But Tumah Mace is not your fault necessarily. Somebody it happens to be that this Tumah Mace is all over the place.
What is muscle?
Balkari comes from your body. That's the difference. There's a difference. Saying it's because it's something that comes from you, you should fix it. Tumah Mace comes from the outside. There's nothing we can do about it.
It's still a reason. It's still not, to be kept in the. Why are we getting rid of the tumor on ourselves for Balkari also?
Because we can.
Because you can?
Yeah, just go to mikvah and get rid of that tumor. Because we can.
I think the clear was to. They should be. We shall say, golem. It's a disincentive because it requires you to go to mikvah.
Right, so that's one of the reasons why they made it. There was. The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Chaf Beis brings the machlokes whether Takanas Ezra is no head of his man or not. And they brought the Divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Seiru, who says that Balkari is mutter by Divrei Torah, and he says that from the pasuk, "Alo kol Divrei Ka'esh Numa Hashem," just like Esh is not Mekabel Torah, so to Divrei Torah not Mekabel Torah. And also Ze'iri says they were vatal the fields of Ezra. So but then over there is the riff in Brachos brings down that they were mevatel with the fields of Ezra was only for Divrei Torah, but for Tefillah to go to Davin. They paskin like Rav over there that you have to be told al afibus manenu. He brings down the back that the Rav, if you eagerly all very makbid to go to mikvah before davening. What time the mikvah at age opens? It's open now. Okay, they go to mikvah. But the Rambam seems to paskin in Hilchos Kriyashma and Hilchos Tvila that the bitl takaras Ezra is legamri. It was mevutol. It seems to be that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that way also. But in the back here brings out a ton of. I don't know. This is written by Square, so I don't know what he brings down that going to mikvah. It's very important to go to mikvah. He brings down here the Pasuk Shochas says that Kasa Shah Grub Mi Vilna Mazim Ra'ud Nitbol Tvilas Balkari. Right, and a Groha and the Sefer Beis Yaakov, but the Groha Yenizer Mazim Ra'ud Shelo Lispala Ashi Yitbol. Oh, I guess it's some reason. Maybe it's a Tekashi. I don't know.
So why
are
we
in
the
Bakla? What?
Why is it in the
I don't know what to. I have to look in the Gemara. What's the reason why they?
That's on ourselves.
I don't know what the reason is. Maybe like because what maybe Menachem said, because they felt that if you become tameh from Balkari, so it's a disincentive to have relations with your wife, because you have to every time you have relations with your wife, you have to shlep and go to mikvah. They felt maybe that there wasn't whatever. What? Okay, that was number 10. Next, the Gemara now brings down 10 things that happened in Yerushalayim. We have a list of 10, we'll give a list of 10. I guess maybe we can bring all the lists of Pirkei Avos also, lots of lists of 10. Okay, Asar Dvarim Nemru Yerushalayim. There were 10 halachas that were said about Yerushalayim. Number 1, Ein Abayis Cholospa. There's no din of Abate Arichoma in Yerushalayim. Even though it's a walled city, there's no din of Abate Arichoma. So meaning that even if you sell something, you still have more than and you don't redeem it within a year, you still have the, it's not, that's the din of Abate Arichoma. You only have a year, otherwise the year is, the sale is final. I think over here, the mocher can go at any time. He has another din of Abate Arichoma. And number 2, the Ein Amivei Igla Rufa. If the mace is closer to Yerushalayim, there's no din of Egla Rufa. Tosafos asks, why? Of course, there's no din of Egla Rufa. Rove, the Gemara of Lashon talks about Rove, Vakaro. Most people come from Yerushalayim, are coming from outside Yerushalayim, they bring Karbanos. So most probably didn't come from Yerushalayim. The answer is that also. The Eina may be Egla Rufa, the Eina Nasas Ir Nidachas. It can never become an Ir Nidachas. I thought there was never an Ir Nidachas. But the Eina Nasas Ir Nidachas. The Lacha can't, Ir Nidachas can't apply to Yerushalayim. The Eina Metame Benegoyim. Its houses don't get tumas tsaras. The ain motzin ba zizin uguz tiraos. You can't have these extra overhangs and balconies from the coming out of the houses in Yerushalayim. The ain osin ba ashpasos. You can't have any garbage dumps in Yerushalayim. All the garbage has to be taken out of the city. The ain osin ba kivshanos. You can't have these type of ovens to burn sid and to burn lime and to burn certain things because of the smell, I guess. The ain osin ba ginos upardesos. You can't make gardens or orchards. Chutz miginos baradim shahayim yos nevim rishonim. Except for the rose gardens, the rose garden there, and times of the Yerushalayim also. Except for the rose garden in Yerushalayim that was, I guess, in existence prior to the takana that was there miyos nevim rishonim. The ain megadlim ba tarnagolim. You can't have a chicken farm in Yerushalayim. The ain malinim ba esemes. And you can't leave a mace over in Yerushalayim. That's just the halacha. You have to bury right away. The Gemara goes, Ein Habayis Cholosba. Why? Because there's no Bat Erechoma there. Because the Pasuk says, by Bat Erechoma, it says, Ishkim Kor Beis Moshav Yerchoma, Bekam Bayis Hashav Be'ir, Asher Lo Choma, Litzmisus, Lakonos, Lodorosav, Lo Yetze Be'yovel. Because Sabar, that says, that Lo Nidlech Yushalayim Shvatim. Yushalayim doesn't come out to any, is not distributed to any land, any of the Shvatim. So therefore, there's no one who can be Yakta the Bayis. No one really, there's no, since it doesn't belong to anybody, it can't be sold really to anybody. I think that's what the drasha is. Therefore, it doesn't have the din of Batei Rechoma. Number 2 is Einam Avia Egla Rufa. You don't bring an Egla Arufa. Why? Diksev, the Pasuk says, by Egla Rufa, ki yimotze chala ba'adam asher Hashem lekecha nos lechala rishta. Yerushalayim on nishlak l'shvatim. Because you find a mace in the Yerusha. But since Yerushalayim is not part of the Yerusha, so it's excluded from this takana. What? It's not Nechal Shvatim. It's an international. It's in the Chelik of Yehuda and Binyamin. No, the Beis Hamikdash is in the Chevel of I'm saying so. Beis Hamikdash is in Yerushalayim. So it's part of Yerushalayim is but it's most probably in Chevel in Yehuda, but it's not necessarily belonging to them. It's an international city. It's a riot for all of those guys. No, it's not a riot. It's an international city for the Jews, not for anybody else. It's an international city for the Jews. Okay. The Eina Nasis Iridachas doesn't come in Iridachas. The Pasuk says, Kisishma Ba'achas Arecha, Hashem Hashem Lekecha Nos Lechal Shev Hashem Lemor. Arecha means your cities. Yerushalayim Nos Lechal Shvatim, so it's not considered part of Arecha. The Eina Metam V'Negayim, it can't contact Tumas Negayim. Diksiv, because it says, V'Nasachi Negat Sarat V'Veis Erzachuz Aschem. And your inheritance lands. Yerushalayim lomas kalkul shvatim. It's not considered a chuzas chem. Therefore, there's no such thing as tumat saras. Doesn't mean that I guess it can appear in the walls, but you can't. It doesn't come saras. The Kohen says it's saras, and Yerushalayim they don't do that. The ein motzim bazizim megustaros. You can't put out these ledges and balconies with nei ola tumah because you don't want necessarily for there to be tumas ola. Kind of limit the tumah. So you make these come out. You don't have tumas or omel. Mishum dilo litaskul oli regalim. Because when the Oli Regalim come up and they want to give their karbanos, if they're walking under these roofs and there's something come underneath there and they become tuma mason from Oel, so in order to avoid that, we don't have these balconies. They ain't osim ba'ashpatos. We don't make garbage dumps in Yerushalayim. Mishum shkatzim, because of the shkatzim that usually when the mice and the rats and everything, they call it the garbage, and there can be a tumor that comes out from touching those shratzim. It's interesting. You have in Yerushalayim the gate outside of the kotel, Shar Ashbot. It's the garbage gate, but they used to dump it outside of the wall. Maybe something. What? to tax out the wall. I mean, it's not the original wall anyway, but still that concept, I think, is just interesting. Okay. They ain't osim bakivshanos. You can't have to take these ovens, mishum kutra, because of the smell. It has this bad smell. I guess only the burning in the basement didn't smell bad. But outside of Yerushalayim, it could smell. They ain't osim bakivshanos or pardesin. You can't make these orchards and places, mishum sircha, because it also gives off a bad smell. I guess because you mizabel there and things like that. The aim of about tarnagolim, you can't have tarnagolim mishum kachem, because the derech of the tarnagolim is to go into the garbage and maybe they'll find shrutzim. But there's no garbage in Yerushalayim. So what are you worried about? Because the tarnagolim could go outside Yerushalayim and go to the garbage there and bring in shrutzim. So therefore you don't have tarnagolim. And number 10, the aim alinim ba es hames, you can't leave over a mace. That's a gemara. That's a mesorah b'yadino. So we ask, you're not leave over a mace anywhere. No, it's not supposed to lean over a mace. It's not, because you're allowed to lean over a mace if it's for kavod hames, right? If, in other words, for people come for the levaya in Yerushalayim, you can't do that. Even for the kavod like that, you can't. No one's buried in the old city of Yerushalayim. I don't think anyone in the old city. What? Who are the two people? Of who? Really? All right, we have 1 minute. Let's just go. Let's get to the bottom. Okay, ein magdin, just the historical thing. Ein magdin chazirim b'chol makom. You're not allowed to raise pigs, right? You're not allowed to have schorah with any tuma animal. What's the chiddush here? Because you may have a schorah for the skins. Here you can't raise pigs at all. You can't do anything with pigs. What's the reason why? Tana rabbanon, kishetzor beis kashmoni zelzeh. When there was a civil war between Hyrcanus and Aristobulus, Hyrcanus was inside the walls of Yerushalayim. Aristobulus, his brother, was outside. Mivachutz ubechol yom hayu. The people inside would send out a basket, dinarin, with money in it, and then to meet him, and they would bring up, and they would put up the kibbutz, and they would pay for the animals, for the korban talmid. There was one smart guy, evilly smart, Dr. Evil, and he knew Chachma Yevanis, and he said to the Romans, the only way you're going to get them is if you stop them from giving the korban. You'll never conquer them. So the Mafkar Shilshulu Dinar Mikupa, they put down the dinar, the Helulahem Chazir, they put a pig in the basket to raise up. Kevan Shigi Lachati Choma, when the pig got to halfway up the wall, Noitzir part of the Choma, it dug its hoofs into the wall, and his Dada Eretz Yisrael Abramos Parsal, Abramos Parsal, and Eretz Yisrael shook. Right? But Osho Shah Amru, so at that moment they said, okay, there was a big Chil Hashem. So Osho Amru, Aur Ishi Yigad Lachazirim, curse be the person who raises pigs, and curse the person who teaches his son Chachmas Yevanis. And also, just historically, Val Osho Shah, at this time, is the time when Aristobulus when the people of Aristobulus, they burnt all the fields around. So that's why we have the Mishnah in Menachos that says, Maiseh Sheba Omer Migrinos Hatzrifim Ushtei Lechem Mibikas Ein Socher. It's a Maiseh where the Omer came from these faraway places in Yerushalayim. Why did they come from faraway places in Yerushalayim? Because all the fields around Yerushalayim were burnt at this time. All right, have a good day and have a good Shabbos.
Why do you